Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 22, 2020. Mutual guarantee is what love really is. Question: is it right to say that mutual guarantee is a basic form of communication? Answer: mutual guarantee is the ultimate form of proper communication when we achieve a one-for-all and all-for-one relationship. Comment: but you said that the final form is love. My response: this is when you can call it love. After all, to be connected to each other in such a way as to feel what the other person lacks and provide it for him is love. Comment: in one of your books you wrote that the mutual guarantee frees everyone from many worries. My response: mutual guarantee is necessary in order to take care of others. Everyone needs to be sure that they are being taken care of by others. Otherwise, they will have to break away from caring for others and think about themselves. Therefore, society should be built in such a way that everyone thinks about each other. This is the reverse form of pure egoism. Question: but still, a person must take care of himself to a necessary extent, right? Answer: no. Why should he? He is in a society that thinks about each and everyone. And he also takes care of each and everyone, and in no way of himself. He makes what is called a restriction on himself: let the others think of me and I will think of others. In this state, we are completely connected to each other, included in each other, and achieve an absolutely integral state. Question: do you mean to say that, just as a few million years ago, nature combined cells into a complex organism, so it will force us into such an ideal state? It's hard to imagine what you're talking about right now. It's not even a utopia. Answer: this is the completely real, correct state of individual living organisms. From CapTV's Communication Skills, November 15, 2020. Train to get weaker. The more an athlete trains, the stronger he or she becomes, that is, the more one strengthens one's egoism. Therefore, he is always pleased with his achievements. A Kabbalist, on the contrary, wants to weaken his egoism through the studies in order to rise above it. This is why the state of egoism seems to be unfortunate, but for a Kabbalist this is a desirable state because he wants to conquer his egoism. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 15, 2020, work with faith above reason. Finish line or penalty circle? Evolution will certainly lead us to equivalence of form with the Creator, voluntarily or through suffering. There are only two ways. At first, the whole world develops unconsciously, only due to the forces of nature. But starting from a certain stage of development, a person breaks away from his animal existence and develops a person in himself, a spiritual form similar to the Creator. Such people can attract an upper force to themselves and accelerate their development, and through themselves, as through an open channel, transmit this power of development to everyone else. As a result, all evil will turn into good, but we must contribute to this by becoming active participants in this process. We are at the finish line of the process of development, and therefore it is worth taking an active part in it, so that we are not thrown back. Otherwise, there is a danger that it will turn out like in a child's game when a player each time moves a few steps forward, but after the next roll of the dice suddenly is sent back almost to the very start of the game. If we want to avoid such a return to the penalty circle of evolution, we should observe the laws of nature, the laws of the Creator, and try to unite more and more and connect with the upper force. And then more and more light will flow through us into the world. The world is not to blame for anything. Everything depends on the part of Israel who strive for the Creator, those who connect all the nations, this whole circle with the Creator through a line, a direct channel. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 18, 2020, connecting the world in the last generation. Neutral researcher. A Kabbalist rejoices in the bad just as in the good. However, this does not mean he is a masochist because a Kabbalist does not attribute suffering to himself but only to egoism, which was created by the Creator. And he perceives egoism not as his own desire to enjoy but as a force coming from the Creator. He looks at his animalistic body as a researcher. In the animalistic body the force of reception, egoism, is revealed, but a Kabbalist wants the force of bestowal to be revealed in him. He sees himself as a completely neutral researcher, not belonging to either reception or giving. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson November 15, 2020, Work with Faith Above Reason. To believe or to check? Question. For a religious person, the greatest motivation comes from faith. What can you offer a secular man? Answer. A secular person can be offered knowledge instead of faith. Then he will understand the highest construct of nature, called the Creator, and not just believe what he was told. Question. But why is there enough faith in the upper force in religion and not in secular people? You are speaking now, but I do not have faith in it. Answer. Because we have outgrown this state. We cannot live only by what we are told. Question. Is it much more difficult for secular people? Answer. Of course. Question. If I were religious, I would just believe your words and know how to proceed for the rest of my life. And here you are telling me, and I don't know, maybe you are right, maybe not. Answer. Absolutely. So you need to discover it. From CabTV's Management Skills, August 28, 2020. How to be rid of all fears? Question. As we know, today we are full of fears, fears about the future, the present, our beloved ones, distant ones, in general for the world, for ourselves, everything. There are a million tips on the internet for getting rid of fears. Everything is logical and at the same time does not convince me personally. I want to hear your advice. How can fears disappear? Is it possible at all? Answer. I think that fears can really disappear if I cling to the upper governing force. Then I have no fears. I am like a baby in my mother's arms. Nothing can possibly happen to me. Whatever happened, happened because the upper force is constantly acting on me, teaching me, leading me, and I am in it. Remark, you say it in such a way that I want to go straight into the hands of this upper force. My comment, and this is precisely because of the greatest fear, that we feel there is no way to get rid of all our problems, mental, nervous, psychological, this is the only way out. And from this fear, we will begin to feel the Creator. You will even begin to sense your mother's scent. Question. Is this self-persuasion? Answer. No. This is a necessary animalistic need. Just like an animal wants to feel its mother in this way because inside her it felt itself in maximum safety and next to her in relative safety, we should feel the whole of nature and the Creator in the same way, that we are inside Him. If we yearn to feel Him, then we will begin to understand that all negative feelings and fears have only driven us to Him. That is, they have been our helpers, they have directed us to Him, and nothing more. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 15, 2020. A real man of our time. Question. Who is a real man? Some psychologists claim that a real man is a man who has realized himself, who has a cause with a capital C, a family, a woman, he is responsible for somebody. There are 10 indications of a real man to point out. First, he relies only on himself. Answer, this is an unfortunate man. How can he count on himself? Only if he trudges along the prairie with his cattle and that is it. Today, how can he rely on himself? Who is he to rely only on himself? He must count on a huge number of people who can help him, support him, and so on. This is a real man, the one surrounded by a lot of friends. Remark, the next indication, he is self-sufficient. My comment, what does it mean he is self-sufficient? I need nothing. What I have is what I need. I am smart enough, successful enough, confident enough. Well, what is it? You can tell such a thing only to a child who will be inspired in this way. Remark, sometimes you really want to be confident in yourself. My comment, you should not be. This is where all growth ends. Remark, the next indication, he is independent. My comment, this also cannot be. How can a person does not depend on anything? He depends on nature, on people surrounding him, he depends on everyone. In our time, independence does not exist for a person, for society, for a state, or in general for the entire planet. Question, does he depend on everyone and on everything around him? Answer, of course. The more he grows, the more dependent he is on everyone. Remark, he does not ask for help. My comment, so, what? Does he rely on himself? Remark, from all of the above, he relies on himself, and he does not ask for help. He is like that, I will not ask for help. I will do it myself. My comment, he is dumb. He does not even understand with his brains that he really depends on everyone and everything. Question, do you think a real man is the one who can ask for help, who can have such a weakness? Answer, who understands that he is weak? Question, this radically changes everything. Does he realize that he is weak and asks for help? Answer, yes. Remark, another indication, he does not compromise. My comment, then he will be killed or he will be a killer. It is impossible not to compromise. It is through compromises that we come to the right conclusions. Right decisions are somewhere in the middle. We cannot live without compromises. No one can. Especially business people, politicians, etc. A person should understand that nature consists of plus and minus. Everything lives on compromise. Remark, the next indication, he does not compare. For example, he does not compare himself to others. My comment, but how will he grow if he does not envy, if he does not compare? I have to compare and be envious, I have to see that this is not in my favor, and that will spur me on to growth. Question, do you mean to envy not in order to lower another person but to rise above him? Answer, it depends on the previous points. Question, yes. Are comparisons necessary? Answer, yes. Remark, the next one, he accepts himself as he is. My comment, only a mother can accept a baby as it is. Nobody will accept me as I am. I will be humiliated, pushed away all the time, and so on. I, too, must see myself as I am, what I should be, and try to grow in this way all the time. Question, is it not that I do not accept myself as I am, but that I must grow all the time? So, if I am who I am, do I stop? Answer, of course. Everything develops dialectically. Remark, next point, he avoided the midlife crisis or survived it with the least loss. My comment, I do not know what the midlife age has to do with it. I do not feel it and have never felt it. Remark, it is because you found the purpose of life when you were 33 years old. My comment, in my opinion, it continues with me. What does a midlife crisis mean? What should be in this crisis? That I think about what has passed and what else will be, where I am, and what I should do with my life. Remark, I think that the search for the meaning of life also suits here. It says, survived it with the least loss. My comment, agree with what I have and sail on. Remark, it looks like it. My comment, no, that is not me. Question, does this crisis need to exist all the time? Answer, yes. A midlife crisis, if we call it this way, is a necessary account of what has been done and what has not yet been done, and that there is still a lot of work ahead. I have to believe that when I do all this, then I will reach middle age. Question: Is the fact that I, for example, have found a place in life and calmed down, awful, in your opinion? Answer: This is death. In general, we have not coped with these 10 commandments. Remark: Yes, we have failed. We do not agree, we have it all in the opposite way, complete dependence, constant insecurity, an endless road, you never stop, you never rest. My comment: Open your eyes and see. Without any literary tricks. You will see that it is all opposite to what is written. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, September 21, 2020. Freedom from oneself. Question: Is there such a thing as freedom from oneself? Answer: Yes. If you accept the law of nature, the law of the integral development of society, then you disconnect from yourself, rise above yourself, and build another self. Comment: You said that nature gives man freedom to act, but if one does not use it, some other law is activated, which leads man to the same goal of creation but through suffering and blows. Answer: Naturally. We apply this both to the upbringing of children and to society. That is, whenever good incentives fail, punishment kicks in. In any case, the goal must be achieved. Question: If suddenly this law, which leads us, by blows, is activated, then there is no free choice. Answer: Usually this law is activated with no recourse. We must try to go along with it as quickly as possible. From CAB TV's Communication Skills, November 12, 2020.